All right, take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. But we've been blessed already being here. I look forward till tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. I'll do my best to keep my sermons right where they should be time-wise. I know people work and have school, and I'll be very careful of the time. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I'd like to talk to you a little bit tonight about the annual mission conference. Having an annual mission conference. When I was at Bible college, I was told two things about missions. Number one, missions is a strong right arm of the local church. Think about that. Number two, by a different minister who came in, I was told that missions is the heart of the local church. And I kind of applied both those philosophies to our church. And we started off having our annual mission conferences the second year. So we had 29 straight years of mission conferences. And I believe in my total of 30 years there as pastor that we raised almost $1 million for missions. And it's amazing what a church can do when they have a heart for missions. Think about that, having a heart for missions. And once you really buy into the idea that missions truly is the strong right arm of the local church, God blesses a church in marvelous ways. It may not be attendance-wise, it may be financial-wise to take on more and more and more missionaries. And every year that we did that, our people look so forward to mission conferences. Well, let's pray. I'll read a verse. We'll get right in. Heavenly Father, it's so good to be here at Calvary Baptist Church here in Bucyrus with Pastor and Mrs. Lance, staff, and Lord, the fine people who have supported this church with their prayers and finances and attendance and love for many, 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 many years. Bless this church, Lord, and from this time forward, may they look forward to having mission conferences, and may you give them blessings they did not know were there. If there be one here tonight without Christ, save them. For those who maybe don't understand about missions, Lord, I pray that you'll open their heart and their mind and their soul as to what they could do for worldwide missions. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. I'd like to look at the word annual tonight. I'd like to look at the word mission tonight. And I'd like to look at the word conference tonight and apply them to this church to help you maybe broaden your idea of missions and how important it is to the church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 in verse 10, and herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do so, but also to be forward a year ago. Now, I don't have time to develop this. It's just almost a whole sermon in itself. But I want you to get an idea about this yearly idea of having a mission conference. When I pastored, I went to our church, and they were really a mission-minded church. There were only 17 senior citizens left. The church dated back in the 1860s. It was the second oldest Baptist congregation in the city of Columbus. And the people were wonderful Christians. But it was a church that was downtown, and you know over the years how the downtowns deteriorate, people move out to the suburbs and that. And that had happened to this church, and it had deteriorated. They were ready to sell the building and give all the money to missionaries. Think about that. Not to themselves, not to another church, not to this or that, but they wanted the money to go to missionaries. So they were very mission-minded, and they gave a certain part of their budget every year, their general fund, a certain part was for missionaries. And they really loved missionaries. And we started the mission conference, our first one, and we did it every single year. And you know, the minute our mission conference was over with, our people were talking about doing it bigger and better the next year. You see, those seniors bought into doing it every single year because at that church, they had a revival every year. I'm sure your church has a revival every year. And I instituted that we'd have a revival every year. We would have a Sunday school campaign every year. Usually, we did it in the fall, or we did it in the spring when the weather broke. Not like today, though. And we would try to have a big campaign for our Sunday school. And we would do that every year. We'd never miss. And I tried to get the idea across that the mission conference is as equally as important as our revival and as our Sunday school campaign. And our church bought into it. So every year, we had an annual mission conference. I think our people look more forward to the mission conference than they did to the revival slash Bible conference or our Sunday school campaign. And our mission conference just grew. And we learned for every month, when our mission conference was over, we always did it in November, then in December, every month we'd have a meeting with our staff. And with people who were interested, we expanded, and I'd have 30, 40, 50 people we'd meet every month, and we'd pray about the next mission conference the next year. And we would start to take offerings and set the offerings aside to pay for the mission conference. And our church, these people came up with their own ideas, just like you'll come up with ideas. And they wanted to be very, very generous to the missionaries who came in. And they wanted to add from just having one missionary to two missionaries. You have three missionaries this year, having more coming in. And they wanted to make it bigger and better every year. Everybody bought into it. And special offerings in our planning. And we had time of prayer. And we really prayed for that conference. And we hung up flags like you did. In the last month before, we had special prayer times. And we contacted the missionaries and the people, wrote to missionaries. And it was big. And it was annual. By the way, fellas, do you think your wives would allow you to miss your anniversary every year? Why should we miss an annual mission conference? Do you think your kids would be okay with you missing their birthdays every year? Oh, no. When I grew up in my home, and by the way, I told people at the afternoon at the Lances, and don't answer, but I grew up in the holy city of Ohio. Brother sitting down there, Ron, it's Cleveland. That's the holy city. You know, my dad and mom both were broken homes, as I said today, and birthdays were big at our house. And we look forward to that. Well, why can't we have an annual mission conference, which is big in the minds of people, seeing couples come through who are going to different fields? I could go on and on about what we do every single year on a regular basis. I say having an annual mission conference is a huge, huge thing to have. I kind of liked our mission conference better than anything else, too. And, of course, what the pastor like kind of flows over into the congregation. If the pastor doesn't like something, probably the congregation will drop that because the pulpit's not behind it. But as you gather, I am very mission-minded. And because I talked about missions, our church became even more and more mission-minded. In fact, once we had one Sunday every month, it was the second Sunday in the morning, we'd always have a missionary in. I'd give up my Sunday morning for missions, to keep that in front of the people. And if a missionary happened to drop in, because I tell them on the phone, I says, you know, we're booked for the year, but I says, I have been known, if you just drop in, sometimes I just let you preach. And if nothing else, we'll give you a love offering if you just stop in. You know, missionaries would do that, and I'd give up my pulpit on the spot so they could preach, because I believe in missions. And I want you to get that idea from me, and I want you to get that idea in your church. Missions conference ought to be annually. Every single year, setting aside a time for worldwide missions. And when I say worldwide missions, it's just not across the oceans. It's right here in Bucyrus, too. Worldwide missions is here, beginning at Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. That is the mission program for the church. We start at home, we build a big base, and from there we launch out to reach other parts with the gospel. That is your job as a local church, to reach your community, and then to branch out. So number one, I think it ought to be annual. Number two, it is a mission conference. Now, you look at the word mission, it's the act of sending, or it's one sent forth to preach. And the idea of a mission, you think about it, I was on a mission to do a lot of things in my life. We had a Christian school, and the church I attend now in Columbus, High Street Baptist Church, was our rival church. And our school was on a mission with me leading them to beat High Street in flag football, basketball, girls volleyball, bus route campaigns, church attendance drives. It was our mission. We were on a mission to beat them. Sometimes we won, sometimes we lost. But we were on them. You ever been on a mission to do something? You ever just really eat, drink, sleep, one thought? Well, our church became consumed with missions. I hope your church will be consumed with missions, too, because God will give you back. God will bless you immensely if you'll have a mission. And it is the mission of the local church to reach the world. And if your church was the only local church on planet Earth, it would still be your job to reach the world with the gospel. That's your mission. Fellowship Track League, under the ministry of Fellowship Baptist Church, that's their mission. They really don't do a whole lot outside of that. That is their one mission, and you can see why they don't do a whole lot outside of that, because they're all involved in that idea of reaching the world through the printed page. And I hate to say this, but their pastor is from another state. I'll leave it at that. Bill Burroughs is from, I think, Grand Rapids, brother. And he has come in, and he has done a bang-up job in taking this ministry to the next level. We are growing so much that we are in the process of adding an $800,000 building addition to put in the second press to keep up with people and missionaries around the world who want our tracts. And we'll need more people to buy into that to help us get that accomplished. Have you ever had a mission in your life that you were on? I know some girls, they're on a mission when they go to college. You know what their mission is? Oh, you've heard that before, right? And it's a man's mission to keep as much money in his pocket as he can. We're all on different missions. I hope you're on a mission to do just that. It says of Christ, he set his face like a flint toward Calvary. That was our Savior's mission, to go to the cross. And that atoning death that he accomplished, he became the propitiation for our sins. And Christ was born that he might die. And if there's anything else that has a higher pecking order in your life than reaching the world with the gospel, then that pecking order is out of order. That will be number one on your list. And we get to heaven, the Lord's going to ask us, what have we done for him? What have you done to reach the world with the gospel? What have you done to reach as Christ wanted each one of us to do? Number one, it's annual. Number two, it is a mission conference. Number three, it is a conference. In Proverbs 18:1, I think I will turn there. Proverbs 18:1, the Bible says this. Oh, let's see here. Through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. So we have our missions. It's annual. It is a mission. It's not a revival, but this one is a combination of both. I understand that. It's not a Sunday school campaign, although hopefully more people come to Sunday school because of this. But the idea is missions, and it is a conference. It's a conference because we get together and we confer. Now, in 5 years, I've been in a lot of missionary conferences, and guess what? The missionaries, they all get together and exchange notes. They exchange notes. I've already asked both of our missionaries here where they've been, where they're going, how things are going for them, et cetera, et cetera. I'm conferring with them, exchanging notes, and it's important that missionaries do that, and it's important that you members really talk to the missionaries. Find out about them, their past, what they're doing, if they're raising their support, if they're having trouble. Get to really know them so you can pray effectively for your missionaries. See, it's not just enough to send them a monthly check. I know I need your prayers. I travel a lot, as these missionaries do. It is dangerous out in the road. I have learned to dislike 18-wheelers, I'll tell you. And especially if I go down south into SEC country, you football fans, they see my Ohio license plates. I think those truckers tail me on purpose. They get right up behind me because I'm from Ohio. I think Lillian thinks so too. I see you're smiling. It's important to have a conference to exchange notes so we can do things better. When I was pastoring, I'd go to pastors' conferences at least once a month, if not twice a month, and I'd confer with the other pastors. What's working? What's not working? How's the church going? What are some of the problems that are coming up that we are facing? And that's important that we as pastors do that, but it's important that missionaries confer too and exchange notes, and that you as a family here, this church is likened unto a family. It's important for you to really get to know your missionaries. We assigned one of our deacons. And it was his job to stay in contact with all the missionaries every month through letter, email, etc. So they knew they weren't all alone out there. Now, today, it's easier to stay in touch because of technology. But, you know, I'm going back in the late 70s, early 80s. It was all by mail. It was all by mail. And we stayed in contact with our missionaries. We conferred with them. We found out the needs that they had. We didn't wait for the mission letters. We were proactive in trying to reach their needs, whether it was at Christmas, their anniversaries, their birthdays. We wanted to confer with them. We found out that our letters to them were such encouragement. It's important that we stay in touch with our missionaries. So, it is annual, it is a mission, it is a conference. And in order to do it right every year, it's going to cost us. We may have to step out on faith to really do what we ought to for missions. And churches, every year, I hope every year, your missions family is growing. Sometimes it may be just one family you can add. Sometimes it's many families you can add. But I think the just shall live by faith. Without what? It's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And what we need from the membership of churches we as missionaries go to, we need churches to step out by faith and do more for missions than they've ever done before, and every year to increase that as your faith increases. And I hope your faith is increasing. And as you see the need, especially as you see our time is short, if you're going to do something for missions, you better do it soon. You better do it quick. Pastor and I were talking right before we came in about how the gay community is growing in power that's the word I want, politically, and what they're accomplishing. And the Bible says, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the last times. Folks, we're right there. If you're going to do something for missions today, now, this week, is your chance to do it, to lay up rewards in heaven. Because we may have rewards here on earth, but folks, we can't take any of that with us. Amen? I need an amen here. You're not taking it with you. Why not plow financially and prayerfully yourself in the missions? And you'll see people in heaven be saved. By the way, this roll of paper I've been talking about that prints on 25,000, guess what? Off every roll of paper, people are getting saved. What does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and do what? Lose his soul. And again, we get the mind of Christ and look at the world through the eyes of Christ. We realize that we ought to really have our tunnel vision of winning people to Christ. In what better way than through gospel tracts? You say, well, how do we know if we're saved or not? When you get to heaven, you'll know. You say, well, how will they find me in heaven? Last time I checked, we'll have all eternity to find each other in heaven. Eternity is how long? It is forever. What have I talked about tonight? The mission conference. It ought to be annually, every single year, where people get together and start planning for the next year as soon as this is done. It is about missions. Highlight, make missions elite in your church. And it is a conference to confer, to exchange notes, to see how we can get the job better done. And every year, we may have to take another step of faith to make sure we keep adding missionary families to our great missionary family that you have at your church. Let's pray. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, no one looking around. If you're here tonight, Brother Lapis, God is speaking to me about missions, and I want to do something more for missions, whether it's this or that. But someone put their hand up. God is speaking to my heart about missions tonight. I see several hands down front, in the back, in the middle there. Oh, I hope, thank you, sir. I hope the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart about missions. That truly is the heartbeat of our Savior himself. If you're here tonight and you are not a born-again Christian, if you'd like to be saved, would you put your hand up and say, Brother Lapis, I am not a Christian, and I want to be saved before it's eternally too late. Yes, sir, I see your hand in the back. God bless you. Somebody else, I need to become a Christian. If you're here tonight and you've been saved, but you've never followed the Lord in believer's baptism or church membership, folks, you are in the right place tonight. If you say, Brother Lapis, I want you to pray about that with me, would you put your hand up? Pray about baptism, maybe church membership. Is there someone? Our Heavenly Father, as we conduct this invitation, as a pastor comes, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would lead each person in becoming totally consumed through missions as far as reaching the world comes. And Lord, that Calvary here would really get unified as a church family to send out the gospel light further than it's ever done before. Lord, we know that you'll bless this church in return. And I ask you bless this invitation, for it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.